I can remember learning an awful lot about water and sand from experimental play. You know, that's a form of research-based learning. In a university environment, I think, one of the anxieties that I can read amongst my colleagues and, you know, can kind of sense in the air is, well, does research-based learning mean breaking down totally the idea that actually it's academics who produce validated knowledge? Does this kind of raise epistemological questions about the status of knowledge and who produces it and which knowledge is to be valued? And we've had kind of crude ways in which to judge that, I suppose, through things like publication and peer review, that's how that would operate. And the assumption has been that knowledge produced by students up to MA, PhD level would be kind of on the nursery slopes, but it wouldn't be quite there yet, as a kind of... So that's to do with the outputs. That's to do with the outputs of knowledge and their perceived quality and their perceived place, really, in the kind of knowledge field. Having said that, one could also divide it down and say that, but within this particular group, this is very valuable knowledge, even though it may not actually be at the same kind of level of sophistication as that's coming out of the latest ESRC-funded project or whatever. It certainly will have value. But I think more so, it has value as a kind of way of increasing investments in the process and ownership of the process of learning and making what is learned more significant, because that sorting something out for yourself is always more satisfactory and promotes a kind of deeper understanding than being told something, I think.